Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want flavor, ignite the summer, master the heat. Inspired by Southern grilling traditions, Monument Grills brings backyard barbecue to a whole new level with the powerful E605. It preheats to 500 degrees in just 3 minutes. Five burner infrared power up to 89,000 BTUs. Dual fuel ready, Bluetooth smart controls, and eco-friendly LED touch panel. Solid stainless build, legendary performance, unforgettable flavor. Grill like a pro? Visit monumentgrills.com. That's monumentgrills.com, because this summer, you're not just grilling, you're mastering the heat.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, let's get this show started with our host, Eric G. and John Dudley.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. Thanks for joining us today. I'm sitting here with my buddy, Johnny Dudley. Good to see you, brother.
Hey, man, let's talk some turkey, which is around the corner.
Exactly. I don't know if we want to call these people turkey, but I wanted to talk today about how to keep seniors in their homes. Since your mom had asked about this one.
Mom's always got our back with some legit ideas. She's like, hey, this would be good to talk about on the show. Hey, this would be, she's a sharp cookie still.
She is.
Still, I say still. She's young. She's young and viral and healthy. She's great.
Yeah, my mom's not young and she's doing the best she can. In the mid 80s, you get up there where it's, you're either doing really good or you're doing not so good.
Yeah.
That's either or usually.
Yep. And that's, well, the poor kid had me at 17, which is paying benefits now, but at 17, I'm sure she wasn't thrilled.
My parents were in the 30s, so it was one of those things. Yeah. I was late. They wanted to get into their careers and do that stuff. And that's awesome. You're getting the benefit of that now. But that kind of shows into our topic today. It's a nice little segue into that about how to keep people into their homes. Because you and I are the same age, and we've got two moms that are in totally different positions in life.
Yeah.
And it can go either way. And there's so many things you can do really to make it seem a lot easier without it making it look like it's a retirement home with ugly metal grab bars everywhere and making it look like a hospital.
Yeah. And my mom does an amazing job. Like first of all, she's always working on it, like nonstop. She's painting walls. She's carving a path. She's planting a tree. But it always looks like some kind of retreat getaway. Like she's got a great eye for stuff. She works a little harder than I think she needs to, but I think that's kind of, it's a keeping her healthy, gets her out of her head. It saves her from all kinds of different stuff instead of just sloughing around. Yeah, she'll get up one day and just tear out the damn countertops in the kitchen and then go, what do I do now?
What do I do now? Yeah, that's awesome.
Always experimenting, always coming up with ways to make things a little easier to live in. And yeah, she runs into all kinds of stuff, like the gravel thing we were looking at the other day. She's, man, yeah. She's got a big giant ass yard out on Lake Taps, and she doesn't necessarily want to tame the grass and tame the weeds at all corners. And she's throwing that up at me like, hey, if I just get a bunch of pea gravel and pour glue on it, it makes these cool pathways. And I'm like, what's my mother doing slinging pea gravel, first of all? You know, exactly. The other day she's like, oh, I'm busy cutting up some carpet. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm painting baseboards. So she definitely runs into.
She needs to get goats.
Yeah, I would love
fence
that.
Fence it, throw goats in there. Never have to mow the lawn
rent
again.
Rent the goats.
Exactly. To your neighbors. It's a money-making deal. One of the things I wanted to talk about here is some of the most important things that we can do to really keep those homes in the right spot, just in the space. And a lot of the stuff we talk about is the basics, installing grab bars and all those things. And yeah, that works. And I will say that grab bars that you put in the bathroom and stuff now can look super decorative instead of the ones when you're the last hotel room at the hotel room that you get, that's the ADA one. And you're like, looks like I get the wheelchair accessible unit. And it looks like you're staying in a hospital room for the weekend. But really, a lot of those basics do count when you get over the age of 65 and up of, you know, taking care of the loose cords and the rugs and those kind of things, or the trip hazards and all those things, clutter, making sure the furniture's up against the wall. These are all super important things. But some of the things that you have to work towards is, okay, what if you live in a multi-level home and the bedrooms are upstairs? And this is something I figured out just a month or two ago. If you've got a multi-level house and the bedrooms are upstairs, you see those stair lifts that are out there that, you know, you can ride up the stairs on the side, and they're not pretty. They're about $3,000 or $4,000 for those things brand new, maybe plus installation, depending where you are. The best deal to find those is on Craigslist or, you know, Facebook Marketplace or any one of those online places, because you can pick them up after someone needs them. Maybe somebody moved into a retirement community and they're like, hey, we're going to put the house up for sale. You can get those things for $500 to $1,000 almost every time.
And there's a lot of those, not to break in, sorry. There's a lot of those used medical equipment places as well that are actual storage. Yeah. Like, you know, needed a walker for 6 months, don't need it. It's $10 yeah. instead of 110.
Yeah, absolutely. And those check, even have them resource. Certified. Yeah, they've got them certified where they've gone through them to make sure they're golden. Yeah. And they'll come and call them for you. Now you're talking about $1,500 instead of $4,000.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to get around this without making it the right way. And especially today when, you know, someone's was gonna go into assisted living. Holy smokes. That can be $7,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month. And we're not even talking memory care and some of those things. They get even more than that. So anything you can do to keep someone in their home just a little bit longer, that pays for itself really quickly, considering what the costs are to put somebody into an assisted care place where they don't have to worry about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot of just basic maintenance things that a lot of folks just don't think about. My grandpa was a bit of a maniac. He was still up on the roof at 88. Got to repair this roof. Still chopping down trees. I imagine he was legally blind, but wouldn't cop to it. Still riding a scooter around, go down to work on his boats at the docks. And he was just like constantly splicing flowers together. Had a huge garden. The guy never stopped.
Yeah,
that's not your typical retired 70s, 80s couple. But there are certain maintenance things that don't have to be difficult that maybe save bigger problems down the road, whether that's considering some roof repair or considering air leaks for efficiency with heating bills, or are the window seals cracking, or the like, just things that you can take a look at and check and then follow up on the ones that are easy for you. But also we start getting into, where do I find these 23-year-old handymen that'll come do this at a fair price and do it right and not take advantage of a senior? And I think that's a real big issue for some of these folks.
Sure.
As you and I will know, many years in the construction industry, they're like, oh, they're old people and they've got money and they live with a view of Lake Washington and I'm going to charge $6 to wash their windows on the outside.
Yeah.
Do I want my grandma or grandpa up on a ladder washing windows two stories up?
No chance.
At 60 years old? No. Do they got to get washed? Yes, at some point they do. And like, it's just basic household chores that the less mobile you get as an aging person, the harder that stuff gets and the more it gets behind, unless you take care of it. And I think what I'd like to see us do, Eric, is create a list and really touch on certain items of that list. We don't have that prepared currently, but I think just going forward, even just making a little segment that's, hey, senior tip for the day, use a mop pull to wash your windows. Or
there's a lot of things like that.
I'm just babbling at this point, so I'll be quiet. But
I've been ranting here for a while. We've run over. Let's go to break real quick. And when we come back, we'll talk more when Around the House returns. Don't go anywhere.
To find out more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages. Hey, contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here. pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider Podcast is back. After a 10-month break, yep, we were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player. Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in 2 Around the House stickers on me, just for signing up. But don't wait, this is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush, don't tell Eric.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. Johnny and I are sitting here having a great time talking about some things that you can do to stay in your house longer for the people out there that are aging in place, or maybe even you got mom or grandma coming in to move into your place to figure out how to keep her safe and under control and happy and comfortable. These are some great tips for you out there. And it's really interesting, Johnny. There's some technology out there, man, that's really starting to change things out there. And there's different ways to do fall protection. With technology, you used to have the, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up, right? You hit the button and, you know, you get somebody or whatever. Now it's gone so much farther than that. Now there's a company out there that uses the Wi-Fi signal in your home. So if you've got like a, let's say you've got a mesh network, they can put into the wet, they can put a program into the mesh network and you can see if someone is walking around inside of the house where the signal is being disrupted of someone walking around. So if you have your mesh network and they put the program on there, you know, each one of those transmitters is putting out data waves.
Yeah.
And now read what the signal coming from the other one is back from those repeaters, basically. And it can tell if someone is moving in the house. And so it can even do a fall sense that if somebody falls, you know, it's brand new technology, but really cool using those waves of the, you know, that 2.4 gigahertz as that Wi-Fi is going out. It's using that to measure to see where it's bouncing and where it's bouncing off of, almost like a radar.
Wow. So then somebody falls and some alert goes out and...
Well, it'll say, hey, warning, someone might be laying on the ground. No, it does that. Huh. Now, there's a ton of stuff, too, from watches. You know, it's LifeGuard uses the non-intrusive sensors. You know, there's a lot of different things that you see out there that can still give you that privacy. You know, lots of different GPS and fall detection. Even my, even my iPhone watch. If I go out there and go on the ladder and if I fell off the ladder, and if I get the right G-force on my watch, it goes, hey, are you okay? And it'll buzz me, and it will buzz me until it'll keep buzzing me and get louder and louder. So and if I don't respond to it, it calls my emergency contact or 911, however you set it up, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yep. You Especially know? If you can't move.
You know, we've all been there where you're laying on the ground going, oh, man, I'm in trouble. And it'd be kind of nice to have that on your wrist, even though you're probably... lost your phone in the fall, you got something on your wrist at least that's telling you you're okay.
Yep. Yeah. Had a couple of those where I'm like, nope, I'm just not moving.
Yeah. Well, we're talking
I'll be here a minute.
Yeah. I laid there on that concrete floor with the fire extinguisher for like 5 minutes going, I think I can do this. I think I can do this. So, you know, it's one of those things that just really, really can make a difference with that. My son has seizures and he's got a watch that senses the seizures. And before it comes on, it senses it and will go, hey, you sit down, you know,
grab onto something.
Yep. You're going for a ride. Yeah. And so a lot of things that I say, and here's another one I think it's super important as well. And that is using like electronic door locks. for the same kind of thing. If you've got, you know, like my other house, I had the Baldwin, you know, door locks. There's better technology stuff now, and they've got some new stuff coming out here in the next few weeks. But what's cool is that you can take on your phone and unlock your front door. So let's say you are, you know, 75 years old and you go take a nice hot bath and realize, oh man, my legs are jello. I can't get out of this tub. Now you can call for somebody to come help you and unlock the door with your phone. And they're not having to come break a window, trying to get in, you know, because, you know, what's one thing that seniors usually do is they lock themselves in pretty tight. And so that's one of those things that I think is important.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I mean, even if it's just you can't move, you know, even if it's I'm too sick in bed and can't even get up.
Yeah, you need help.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm not old.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
absolutely. I've been in the, I hope nobody knocks on the door, because if they do, I'm not even getting out of this bed. I can't move. And, you know, they're going to be stuck there. Yeah, that's handy.
One of the roughest situations I was in, there was this girl I was dating up in Seattle. I'll just leave it at that. Her dad had stage 7 Alzheimer's, and she was living, and they had a kind of a daylight basement that was an ADU. And he was in the house, and oh man, I really learned a lot about dealing with people with those degenerative mental diseases like that, because he would go out and try to drive his truck. Well, he was smart enough that if we hit his keys, he would go find them, or he'd have an extra set hiding someplace or whatever. So finally, I took a car battery and took all the guts out of it and put the shell of the box back in the truck and hooked the battery up. And he just thought his truck was broken and couldn't ever get into it. But that's how he did that. But here's one of the problems that we've run into, and I know this is a touchy subject for families and for seniors out there as well, is there comes a time when it's not safe for you to drive on the road. And, you know, you're just not as fast as you used to be. Some states, like in Washington, where, you know, you and I used to live, we went to go try to get his license taken away. And they're like, well, there's no way to anonymously do it. If you wanted to have them re-examined, you're going to take the fall for it, because they're going to tell them who reported you. And now you're going to have the family fight.
Those are sticky issues, man. And I've gone through similar situations. How do I put this eloquently? Where you know that the greater good would be served by government, hospital, law enforcement, etc., taking some action. And it's been, in my past, extremely surprising to me how unwilling they are to back you on that, right?
Yeah.
Almost kind of like that. Well, he's first got to take the truck out and crash it before we can do something like that. Like, okay.
I had that, man.
That makes sense. How? Take the car out and kill a pedestrian.
Kill someone first.
I mean, not to be morbid, but guys, it's a problem. We're telling you it's a problem. You can probably visibly see it's a problem, and you're not willing to take responsibility. And I think that, now granted, I don't believe anybody should just be able to walk in and say, you know, John Dudley's crazy. You need to, you know, lock him up. But if it can be demonstrated by example or examples from the past, there's gotta be a responsibility there where, you know, government-funded agencies, pull the line. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we're going to have to go out to break. But I tell you what, in that same exact instance, we had, you know, this grandfather, father that had it, and his wife, she took her big old Cadillac and made a hard right into McDonald's, except there was off the 4-lane road, except there was no entryway there into the parking lot. Except there was a 5-foot retaining wall between the curb and the parking space. So she jumped this Cadillac, Dukes of Hazzard style, into the McDonald's parking lot and went, Oh, I thought there was an entrance there. There might have been 25 years ago. Hey, we're out of time here for this segment, Johnny. We'll be back after these important messages, guys. If you want to find out more about us, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. We'll see you in a second. Let's sound that bell that keeps us
breathing. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home, or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something. And you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Struggling with an outdated website? Did you try to DIY your website and it's not getting the traffic you had hoped? Need a stunning redesign, full site audit, and all the latest updates? Site Hype Designs has you covered. We're the Wizards of Web, crafting sleek, modern sites that can help get your business back on track. Right now, the first 10 listeners to email us with the subject Johnny Claus will score a complete site audit and exclusive consulting tips from our head wizard, Johnny Claus himself. So send him a message and see if you qualify. Don't wait. Email John at sitehypedesigns.com with Johnny Claus in the subject line. That's John at sitehypedesigns.com. Hurry, only the first 10 get this magical deal. This is a holiday present for your business that can change how your customers find you. Site Hype Designs, where your website dreams come to life.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. If you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And while you're over there, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and all of our social media stuff. It's all right there. You can find out more about us, including messages with anything new. Like, you got questions, you want to hear a subject we're talking about like this one. This was a special request. So we want to make sure that we're getting you all the new shows that you're looking for. So message us there. And Johnny and I have been really talking about just how to keep seniors in their homes longer. And one thing I wanted to bring up, and if you want to help out in this situation, there's a lot of great people out there doing this. I have a nonprofit here that's kind of similar to a Habitat for Humanity store, where you can take all those extra pieces from your remodel or you're cleaning out the garage and go down and donate it. And they have a big warehouse that they sell it out there so they can, you know, really get stuff back into the community. It's a great reuse thing. But Johnny, I tell you what, the cool thing that I like about them that I haven't seen anybody else doing is, one, they have a wood shop, electrical shop kind of thing, and they hold classes like every day. So how to fix the toaster to how to fix the electrical in your house. And they have all these different classes. So if you don't know anything about home improvement, and you can't afford to get somebody in there, then maybe you got a chance to fix it yourself. And more importantly, the money that they make there, they give back into the community. So they have all the time these community events where they will find, you know, 85-year-old Mrs. Smith down the street that can't keep, is having a hard time staying in her home. Taxes are high, you know, she's on Social Security, all that kind of stuff. And literally they go out there and they see her porch is broken. They go out and fix the porch and they go around and do these community projects and people will nominate them in the neighborhood, that kind of thing. And they go out and fix it and they'll have these weekend repair things. It's super awesome. And I like what Habitat does for building homes, but I wish they did more of that
stuff. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get the housing thing. It's cool. And they build a great house. I mean, in Lake Oswego, where I was living there, I had six houses being built on a funky lot that they had there for Habitat. And beautiful builds, quality builds. The crazy thing was, quarter mile away, just down the street and around the corner, is one of our big builders in the area. He's building a $2.5 or $3 million house. The quality of construction and how they built it was 10x of what the $3 million house was. It was beautifully done and really shocking, the level of quality. I mean, just driving by and seeing it, you know, the lakefront house had Tyvek that was put on incorrectly and flashed backwards and all these other things, where the Habitat house did the sprayed on membrane look like bed liner that they sprayed the entire structure with. There was a liquid membrane and you were going to have no water intrusion through that, period. And I'm like, and that's Habitat. And then I see, go down the street and I see this Tyvek hanging off a house. Like, I'm not the best wrapper of presents, but this looked like my worst day of wrapping. You know, things were flinging around and no wind.
I've seen you wrap Tyvek too. So that's, yeah, enough said.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things you go, oh, come on, guys.
So let's save the world here for a minute, right? We've got Habitat for Humanity that goes out and builds homes, provides livable conditions for folks that are in need. Where is the, or why isn't there, a Habitat for taking care of seniors? Maintenance. Why isn't there a Habitat that goes around and replaces porch lights they can't reach? Or, you know, brings in their solar lights in the wintertime so they don't get destroyed. Or, you know, clears leaves out of the driveway so they don't slip. I mean, maybe that's a little... But you know what I'm saying.
At a point.
Like, hey, it's wintertime. We need to wrap your water heater and some pipes. We need to, right? Where are those?
Put a ramp on the front, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are those? You know, and those are needs that are changing on a daily basis, depending on your age, you know. You might, who knows, well, you know, twist your ankle in the garden. And now getting up those front four steps is a lot harder than it was 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Your ankle's healed, you still get pain, and now it's winter, and it's really giving you trouble, and you got to open the garage door every time and go through that way. There's a million scenarios. I won't babble on, but where is the, you know, save the senior maintenance guys racing out so that they're not getting jacked by people that they have to call out of the phone book or the internet or, you know.
And they're scattered,
you
know, out there.
You like to think, like my mom finds a couple of decent people and she uses them because she can count on them. They're fair to her, right? But there's plenty of folks that can't find that, don't even know where to look or how to find that. And are watching, you know, whatever, their garden fence fall apart, and they know that next year, you know, the pit bulls on the other side of it are going to be able to get into their yard, and they have three cats, and they know they can't afford $5,000 for a new fence, but they could afford $800 for a young kid to go out there with a tool belt and a good attitude and strap that thing back together the best he can, replace a few rotten boards, and they're safe for another 10 years.
Yeah.
Those are the people we need to find and recruit and put together as a coalition that says, hey, let's not let our old folks live with a bunch of simple duff that we could fix easily.
Exactly. But here's the thing, man. And here's the thing. You're right. There are small groups locally in certain areas. Like we have here, Refit, they do ramps. They do a handful of ramps, handful of bathroom rules for people to make them accessible for wheelchairs, things like that. But they are only a small group of remodelers that donate time and they get people to donate stuff. But you're right. We need to have, if you look at the cost, we almost need to have that, you know, that repair and remodel group for seniors be as big or more, because now that's keeping people in their own homes and they don't have to sit there. And, or we don't have to sit there if they're on Social Security or anything like that. We don't have to pay for them to go into assisted living care for years. And so it's way cheaper to help these guys out and spend, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 of materials and donated work to help them stay in their home And then they're out of that home for a few years until they really need it versus them trying to reverse mortgage it and figure out a way to get the value back out of the house. And maybe they outlive that, they outlive the plan on the reverse mortgage. And now they got somebody else owning the house they live in. So it's a slippery slope.
It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and not to make it personal, but yeah, my mom got herself stuck in one of those and it got her worried every day. And we're trying to talk ourselves out of that ridiculous fix because it's just a sham. And
yeah, well, they can be useful in the right situations, but it's kind of rare, you know, like if my mom in her mid 80s ran out of time and she wanted to get a 20 year reverse mortgage. Well, guess what? She's going to outlive that house is going to outlive her. And she's not going to get into that point. But if you do it at age 55 or 60, and unless, you know what I mean? That could end badly.
Eating money, eating money. And
yeah, you're eating money. House. So again, some of those things where it works and where it doesn't. Now, when we come back here, I want to kind of talk about a few things here too, about, you know, some of these things I think are helpful is getting with financial planners and getting in and talking with people in that are seniors to balance out their money so they can see, okay, what's my Social Security going to be in 5 or 10 years and what income it's going to take. You know, taxes go nutty everywhere in the country. And so these are things I look at and go, man, we need to do some planning for these folks. And I'm sure there's some people out there that can really help with that. When we come back, I want to talk about that as one of the tips too, because I think it's super important so they know where they're at all times. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, your trusted source for home improvement information. If you're just joining us, Johnny and I are sitting here having a great time talking about things we could do to get the seniors lined up. Maybe it's you, maybe it's an aunt, mother, father, uncle, whoever out there, getting them set up so that they have got the easiest life moving forward. We've talked a lot of great stuff here, but the worst, most embarrassing thing is to have someone having to ask a family member to help them in the bathroom to
get cleaned up. Never thought of it.
And putting in a bidet.
Never thought of it. And I've also always been afraid of bidets. I don't know why. I've never tried.
Yeah, I used to be. And now I'm like,
I've installed them, but I've never tried them.
Yeah. With the new ones, I like the heated seat. And that's another one too, with people that have sensory things and cold winter day. And you go sit down on that cold toilet seat in that bathroom and it's, whoa, wow. Light you up.
Always take a heated seat. I'll take a heated seat at the beach.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you go, okay, that's a good thing. And the ability to clean, dry, wash yourself, and do all that without help, you could be buying years of in-home help for, I mean, I was looking at the Toto washlet. It was at Costco for $300 when I was in there last week. Yeah. On the shelf.
Yeah.
Grab it, take it home.
Nice.
And if you've got an outlet back there that's close, not expensive to have an electrician come in and add an outlet right there. It can be done. A lot of times I can take it from the bathroom and extend it into the vanity and out the other side or whatever. But it's huge. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was, and this is a really important one, and getting technology at least so it's an understanding for them. Make sure that they know how to run their Facebook, their Instagram, their banking app, because the more education we can give there, the less time they're going to end up on that YouTube channel Scammer Payback as they're getting $25,000 taken out of their account from the scammers in Bengali. You know what I mean? And
yeah, all and there's so much of their money garbage gone. Going on.
Oh, it's crazy. They call up going, oh, I'm from Amazon and we charged you too much and we want to give you your money back. This is one of the most basic ones I've seen out there for seniors. You'll get somebody calling up from Amazon or Microsoft. It's not Amazon or Microsoft, of course, but they're going to sound like they're from some call center, and they do this. And then as they go through and get you to log in, as you're changing the, putting in the number so they can give you the money back, you have to do something on your banking app, and they make it look like you added a couple zeros. Hey, wait a minute. You refunded $30,000 out of our account, not $300,000. So now you need to go to the bank and get them a bunch of gift cards or whatever, or crypto or whatever, and you need to send them back their $29,700. That's just one big scam to get $29,700 out of your banking account. And
yeah, it's pretty incredible, man. You say from Amazon, and actually there are people in the real Amazon, like pulling maneuvers like that. I watched a documentary. One was in Jamaica. One was in Dominican, pulling exactly these. Hey, we'll give you a new Mercedes. We just need blah, blah, blah. And they'd even send them a key. They'd be like, oh my gosh, crazy stuff. And they're totally just raking these older folks that, they don't know. Sounds good, you know?
Yeah, if you want some,
probably some younger folks too. They're good at it. That's the worst part. They're really good at it.
They are. If you want to get an education on this and you want it to be entertaining, go over to YouTube, check out Scammer Payback, and that channel is so amazing. And the guy on it is Pierogi, and what he does is he sits around, he's a hacker. He sits around, and when these guys call him up, he makes his number known. When these guys call him up on his phone number, and he probably has a phone bank of those numbers, but when they call up, he turns around and pretends with his voice changer that he's 90 years old. And as he does this, it's crazy. He goes back, gets them on the phone. They hack. They basically give them permission to get into your computer on the screen. And while he's doing it, he's hacking into their system and formatting their hard drive. He's locking down with passwords their hard drives, and he's running them on a scam. One time I heard him do this, and he was doing it, and he turned on their security cameras in the office building.
Wow.
And he recognized the person working next to him and went, oh, tell Benjamin I said hi. I had no idea he sat next to you in the cubicle.
Oh,
and then they're freaking out, looking around. So anyway, cool stuff.
So cool. Much of it out there.
And I think it's really important to really get that education out there, because I think that's one of the biggest problems we have right now are the scams that are going out that. And it's just absolutely brutal with that. And I hate to see people losing money that they're depending on. The other thing I wanted to talk about too is some of the other smart home pieces as well. Right now, it's so easy with Lutron Casita, their smart switches, very common, very simple, very easy to use. But you can turn all the lights on and all the lights off in your home with a simple app. And what's cool is you can set it up so if you know you have to go and get up and go to the bathroom between 1 and 2 in the morning or something like that, you could actually have it. So there's a sensor in the hallway as you walk over, or if you walk towards that, then it'll turn it on to the low light. You could put a motion sensor, and if it sees you get up, it'll turn on like the low LEDs in the bathroom for you. So when you go in there, you can run it in low light without waking yourself up, but without having to hit all the switches and that kind of stuff. And I think it's really smart with that to do that, because any of those smart home tech things like that, you can give yourself more light if you need it. And by the way, guys, if as you get older, you need more light, I'm in my 50s. I need twice as much lumens or light output as I did when I was 20. And watch me try to sign a restaurant receipt in a restaurant. It's so dang dark. I'm getting my phone out. Can't see it. Problem.
Hand it to my girlfriend.
There you go. There you go.
What's something like that? You're talking about start running some of the smart stuff in your home. If I'm 80 and that sounds like a good idea, what's something like that cost on an average basis for me to get set something like that up?
Pretty easy. You can be
just to keep it real.
Yeah, you can get a whole home kit where you get two or three pieces for like $100. You can get a single switch for $40, $45, $50, depending on what store you get at. If you get online and get some of the wholesalers, you can buy packs of 10 and things like that where you get a really big savings. But it's really not that hard.
Maybe you need 4 or 5 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, not talking much.
Bucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you can just run it on there. I had my blinds I had tall blinds that I could never reach. The bottom of the window was like 10 feet high. And I'm not jumping up there to run these things. So I put one of the Lutron smart shades in there, and it just, I had it turned on. So it would come on, it would close up at this time, close up at that time, 1 hour before sunset, it would close or whatever. And boom, or 1 hour, you could set it up to the sun. You could set it to the time, whatever. And it always just did what you wanted to do, which is really cool. So
nice.
It makes a big difference when you're doing that kind of stuff. And really, the other thing that I think is important is just to spend some time, like you were talking about when we first started out, really just go through and make sure that things are safe. The maintenance is up. There are ovens and stuff now. We've talked about it before. There's a lot of smart home appliances that'll make sure that you're not keeping that stove on all day unless you want it to be. There's a lot of things that will really help you. And I think the other thing that's important too is to make sure that they have enough technology in there to be able to sit there and do a Zoom with their doctor and something like that. Even though they're not techie, spend some time with them and make sure that they've got the ability to run a Zoom meeting, to show up and talk to their doctor, things like that. Because sometimes that's way easier than trying to get a ride to the doctor for that.
And even there's another one. Here's an app where you can call a car that will take you to the doctor. Like it, simple things, right? Set them up with an Uber, InDrive, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one. So my mom lives in Kennewick, Washington, and she uses their transit system, and she used their kind of dial-a-ride program to get to her doctor or not, because she hadn't been able to drive for a long time.
Yeah.
They wanted her to go to her doctor to get approval again. Every year they send her to the doctor to fill out a form to say, yeah, she's not able to drive, so she can have that service for next year. But I'm like, wait a minute, these people can't drive. You're having to take them to the doctor to get your forms filled out. Wouldn't it be smarter that you just said, hey, she's 85 years old. She's not going to regain that ability to drive. Why are you sending her to the doctor every year? That sounds like a government program.
The redundancy in medical is just, I have no words.
Guys, if you've got anything that you're working on like this, trying to help parent yourself, you know, your grandparents, staying at home and some other tips like that, feel free to send us a message. Give us a ring over there at aroundthehouseonline.com and we can try to help you as best we can from here. Get your loved ones taken care of or get yourself set up for the future. Well, guys, we got to go out to break. For Johnny D, I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.